How's it that? Now, the Nemanses, they was the big shots here in the summer. See, there was, let me see, there was Mr. W.P. Nemans, Mr. R.L. Nemans, Mr. Ed Nemans. Of course, he lived in the country, but he was a brother to him.
Are these blacks or whites?
White.
These are white people. Okay, yes, sir.
And Mr. R.K. Nemans.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they own the oil mill here. They own two cotton gins here. They own the fertilizer mill here. And they own the warehouse. And they own the big stove.
Mm-hmm. So you had jobs in there, I take it?
They had jobs. They worked white and colored.
Mm-hmm.
But they worked both colored.
Mm-hmm.
Then Nemans is there. Well, some of the old colored people, they retired with them.
Mm-hmm. What were some of the jobs that were open to black to colored women?
Well, there wasn't nothing much for the colored women. But then, especially here around town, nothing was cooking or something like that, or washing and ironing or something like that.
Doing the laundry for people.
That's right. See, they didn't have no laundry at that time like they got now.
Yes, sir.
And a lot of people would. They'd take wagons, and down here at this little place they call Newry.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you go down there on a Monday morning, and it's just same as a camp meeting.
Mm-hmm.
People getting together their clothes, laundry. They do them clothes.
Oh, for goodness, they go down to Newry and actually do laundry down there?
Go down there and pick up the laundry and bring it home and do it.
Oh, bring it home. But they would go down there, that was a central spot to pick it up.
That's right.
Oh, I hadn't heard that before. That's interesting.
That's right. There was a cotton mill down there.
Oh.
Sitting right down in that hole.
Uh-huh.
And they'd go down there on a Monday morning and they'd pick this laundry up.
Now, the laundry,
clothes.
Was this clothes that belonged to the workers that they would pick it up? Or the town?
Well, it belonged to, this place belonged to the town. I mean, near a cotton mill.
Yeah, but I meant the clothing they were picked up. Whose clothing
well,
was
it? Well, they'd be the people, you know, at work there down in Newry. They'd be their clothes.
I see.
And they'd pick them up, and they'd do these clothes, and they'd carry them back on a Friday. And deliver them.
I'll pick them up on Monday, deliver them on Friday.
That's right.
Oh, how much would they get paid for something like that? How much?
I don't know what they'd get paid for them clothes, because, you know, I'd see them ladies picking up them clothes, but I never did know what they charged. Well, it wasn't too much. It wasn't too much. So back then, they didn't charge too much for doing laundry.
Right, right. Mrs. Micklin, do you remember any jobs that were open to colored men when you were little?
Colored men or colored women?
Colored men first. Just pretty much what Mr. Mickler said?
That was what you call pressing clubs.
Mm-hmm.
And working in yards.
Mm-hmm. What about colored women? Of course, your mother was a cook.
Well, there wasn't nothing much for them to do unless they cooked or nursed the children.
Oh, took care of children.
Took care of children. Because I'm one of them that took care of many family's children here in Centerville.
I'm sure you did.
A lot of them. A lot of them.
Do either one of you know of any ways that young people earned money, what we call teenagers today? Did they have any way of earning money, or was that just impossible?
Well, some of the teenagers would earn money, you know, going out, cleaning yards, something, or working in the garden, or something like that. They'd earn a little money, it wasn't too much. We used to, you know, sweep yards. See, back then, a lot of these landholders, they had a yard, 2 or 3 acres looked like in a yard.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it'd take, I don't know how long, till they rake them leaves and things. There's a lot of trees, they rake them leaves and things and clean these yards up. That's mostly what the children do.
How about you, Ms. Mickler? Do you remember about the same thing, how they earn money as we?
Well, where I was, they give the children an allowance 25 cents.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way they earn their money.
Mm-hmm.
Their parents give them allowance, cause there wasn't any work for them to do, you mm. know, like it is now.
Right.
And things like that.
Where did your family shop, Mr. Mickler? Where did y'all do your shopping? What town or
well,
what area?
Now sometime it'd be in town, and
mm-hmm.
again it'd be in the country. See, they had a lot of country stores.
Oh.
Just like from here, now you take from here, I don't know what you've been down this road, 59.
Oh, yes, sir, I have.
Well, now, you take, say, Cross Road.
Uh-huh.
Well, now, they do a lot of shopping like a place like that, Oakway.
Were these big country stores?
They'd be country stores, and they'd mm-hmm. have everything in there. Wearing clothes, food, and their shoes. You wouldn't have to come to town if you didn't want. They'd have all that, keep all that in these country stores. There ain't too many country stores now.
Now back then there were, though. You could get everything out there, though,
yes,
without coming into
yes,
town.
Ma'am.
Now, did you pay cash for these things, or did you buy
them? Well, sometimes you get it on credit.
Oh, you had credit a lot.
You had they credit you,
uh-huh.
because they figured you wasn't going nowhere. No, huh? And they credit you. And it wouldn't be too much cost for people. They didn't believe in getting too much cost. You know, since it's a food, they mostly raise their food.
I see. So you mostly just had to buy some clothing or some staples, huh?
You didn't get too many clothes, because they didn't buy like you do now. A child, every time he dirty up a garment, why, he go to town maybe and get a new one. You didn't do that.
Mm. You had clothing and things for a long time, right?
Yes, ma'am. And the one that was older, the older one,
mm-hmm.
is like my oldest brother. Now, my oldest brother, he was named Manuel.
Yes, sir.
Well, now, when Manuel clothes got too little for him, my brother Irvin got them. And when his clothes got too little for him, I got them. That's the way people done then. And a lot of time, my mother worked for white folks, different white folks. They had a bunch of children, well, pretty well all, everybody had children then.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she'd have a lot of things that'd be too small for some of her children. But she'd give them to my mother for us. It'd be nice clothes, it wouldn't be rags, it'd be pretty good clothes. And we'd wear them clothes, that's the way we got along.
And you wore hand-me-downs, but they were in nice shape.
Yes, ma'am.
They sound like they were good clothes, though.
Just like up here, you know they got a school up here now. They call it DAR school.
Yes, sir.
Well, now you can go up there,
uh-huh.
and mostly all of these big shots,
mm-hmm.
they wear their clothes and they get tired of them. They box them up and they carry them up there. Well, they got a lot of children up there. They sell these clothes, and them children get that money.
Mm-hmm.
And they're nice clothes.
Now, when you said you bought for credit, now were these stores owned, especially the country stores, were these stores owned by blacks or whites? The
well,
ones out in the country?
Especially in the country, they were mostly owned by whites. The blacks had stores in town, but they didn't have none in the country.
Uh-huh.
Most of them was white.
When you came to the town to buy, why would you come then? Because you said you mostly bought in the country. What would be the reason for coming to town to buy? And was there stuff you couldn't get at the country
store? It was something that you couldn't get in the country.
Uh-huh. Be some kind of article or...
That's right. Some kind of clothes or something
mm-hmm.
that you couldn't get in the country. And it mostly didn't sell too many, you know, dress clothes in the country.
Uh-huh.
It is so kind of weak clothes.
Right.
You got ready for something you wanted to dress in, you had to come to town again.
Now, did you buy hardware and stuff like that? Tools and things? Or did you all make most of those kinds of things?
Well, see, when you were farming on the hay with sharecropping, the white man had to do all that furnishing them too.
Oh, he furnished everything
he
that you needed.
To.
I
well,
see.
You didn't see, he'd buy all, have all them tools and things. You work with him, he'd do the punish him.
You work for him, and he took care of giving you the proper things to work with.
Right.
Okay. Now, Ms. Mickle, where did your family shop?
My mother shopped in town because we lived in town.
Right. And what stores did she use?
There was a colored man named Claude Earls, but he didn't do anything but handle groceries.
Uh-huh.
And she got a little grocery there. She didn't have to get much because they fed us from that cafe.
Oh, you got a lot of your food from
that's
the cafe.
Right, that's right. We got a lot of it from there.
Right.
And that's where I learned to cook. If we got hungry and wanted something or another to eat,
mm-hmm.
I was old enough to know how to make a fire in the little iron stove.
Oh.
And I would cook stuff at the house for us if we got hungry before time for us to go get that meal.
Well, time before your mama got home, too, I guess. Now, when you all shopped at this Claude Earls, did you pay cash or did you pay credit?
Credit.
Mm-hmm.
She get stuff this week. No, she pay for what she got, and then she get for the next week. That's
mm-hmm.
the way she do it.
Right. Mm-hmm. And what kinds of things could you buy in this man's store? Just
all kinds of food.
Mm-hmm.
Salmon, grits, flour, meat. Meal, just most anything.
Did you have any kind of a little garden or anything that you raised some
no,
things?
We,
no, not
we,
in town. You all wouldn't have done
no,
that.
Well, we were too little to have
yeah,
a garden.
Right.
Had a good place for one out there,
mm-hmm.
but we didn't.
Right. Did you have a garden or anything? Well, of course, you raised all your food. The only thing you had to buy was staples, right?
My mother and them, we had a garden. We always planted a garden big enough a couple of families.
Mm-hmm.
And back then, goes now, I don't care what kind of garden you got, how big a garden you got, how much stuff you got in a garden, mostly when you get something from somebody out of their garden, you're going to pay for it.
Mm.
But back then, there wasn't no pay for it.
Everybody shared and
that's
gave
right.
it to you. Yes,
that's
sir.
Right.
Now, Mr. Mickler, you said that you bought most of your clothing, farm clothing, at those kinds of stores and the other better clothing in downtown. Did your mama make any of your clothing?
Yes, ma'am.
What did she make?
She'd make her different little old shirts and pants, and you know that a lot of people would make things for her.
Mm-hmm.
If she couldn't make it, they'd make it for her. Now, my first wife,
mm-hmm.
that family, let me see. She had, let me see, how many girls was in that family? That was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Mm-hmm.
5 girls and the mother. Well, the mother was a good, she was a what you call a seamster. And she had some of her daughters to be her sewing. Well, after I married in that family, I never did have to buy nothing much. Something like overhauls or pants or something like that. Because they made all the rest of my clothes.
Oh, I see. Now, what about your mother? Was anybody in your family that sewed or made any of your clothes, Ms. Mickler?
No, ma'am, but we had a white neighbor. Her name was Mary Stripling.
Mm-hmm.
She sewed for us. And another neighbor, Miss Elrod, she sewed for us.
What kind of clothes did they make for you?
They made nice little dresses and things at that time that you wore. You know,
mm-hmm.
they didn't make them fancy like they do now.
Mm-hmm.
They made you a nice little straight dress with a little sash
mm-hmm.
to it, you know, little collars and things on it. Make us underskirts and put trimming on the tail of it and things like that, you
mm-hmm.
know. And, I didn't have anybody in my family that done sewing.
Mm-hmm.
And we got along real nice because they were real nice to us. And they sewed for us.
Oh, very good. So you got most of your clothes made by these two ladies.
That's right.
Did you buy anything much in the stores then? Not much, it doesn't sound like.
No, but when we bought the stockings and the shoes out the
mm-hmm.
store, my mother did.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, yeah, those things you'd have to buy,
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, and we talked about your food. Now, Mr. Mickler, what kind of furniture did your family use? Was the furniture, did you buy it or did someone make it? And describe some of your furniture.
Well, now, we're down the line, when I was, when they were raising us, we were small,
mm-hmm,
we'd buy it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you could buy chairs and things, 50 and 75 cents, these straight chairs. It's a straight on their chair.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, where you have to pay $5 or $6 for it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, a lot of times, the white folks would have a lot of things. They have furniture stores and things. They'd have a lot of things. Well, they'd just give it to my dad.
Oh, he would get things from them, huh?
They'd tell him, say, if you want this, why, you can have it if you want to take it. And he'd tell them, yeah, he'd take
it. And did you have a special table? Yeah, you had 12 children. I would think you'd have a great big.
No, it wasn't a special. It was a big old made homemade table.
Uh-huh.
They made it like in a chain gang cab.
Come on in, RJ.
Who made this table?
My daddy, if he didn't make it, somebody else would.
Uh-huh.
You know, they'd make it fun. And there were 12 children, you know, it took a big table, a long table.
That's what I was thinking about, a large size table for
yeah,
all of you.
Yes, love.
Did you all sit around together or did you eat at different times?
Sit right, when time, meal time come,
uh-huh,
if you wasn't sick, everything come to that table because they didn't feed no two or three times a day and one or two nine, one or two after a while. You all come there and eat together.
When it was breakfast, it was breakfast.
That's
when it
right.
was lunch, it was lunch,
that's right?
Right? Dinner
that's
was dinner,
the way
y'all.
Them old people done. Yeah. You had to come on there and you wasn't sick too much because they done the doctoring on you. Wasn't no doctor much because they do the most of the doctoring. You had to be bad sick for them to carry you to a doctor.
Right. Oh. What kinds of things were you sick with when you were little?
Sometimes I had the measles, chicken pox, and something like that.
Cold and things.
Bad cold. And if they thought,
mm-hmm,
when the first of the fall come, they'd get a great big piece of plant.
Uh-huh.
Well, they'd cook something like a bib to put on every one of each other.
Oh my.
And you had to wear it to winter broke.
You had to wear this little flannel bib
all
winter?
That's right. You had to wear it. And they give you the medicine they want you to have. Yeah.
What kind of medicine was it?
It'd be different stuff.
It's all foul tasting.
All kind of different kind of stuff. Did it get you well though?
You'd be well.
Yes, Lord.
You'd be well just not to have to do what they wanted you to
right.
do. And so you could eat, right? Come eat your meals.
You had to eat. If you didn't eat, them old people said you were sick. Now, if you went to that table, when that meal was put on that table, if you went to that table and sat down and eat, you was okay. But now, if you didn't, you was sick.
You were telling me, too, one time about the behavior of everybody had to behave at table and how children behaved back then compared to today.
Well, you did. You didn't. It was this much different than back when I growed up. Is there now? Is day is ahead of night?
Well, you were telling me that tell me about what happened if you misbehaved somewhere, and then they told your parents what happened. What would happen to you?
Lord have mercy! If you went out somewhere, and you done some kind of devilment, the people where you were, if they could get their hands on you, they'd whoop you.
Right.
Well now. Then they'd get the word to your parents, or he's a carry you, walk you home. And they'd tell your parents about it, and your parents would call you out then, and whoop you in front of them people. That'd be two whoopings you get.
Oh my goodness.
You didn't do like you do now. Now you took a child, now he stand up and he look at you. You tell him something, he'll quick tell you, oh, you ain't telling me the truth. I know you got this and I know you got that. They are a lot of different though.
Right. Back then you really respected your parents, right?
You obeyed everybody. You honored everybody.
Yes, sir.
One this one, he can this high, he can just talk good.
Mm.
Holler yes and no. Back then, yes ma'am and no ma'am. Everybody.
So you feel that's changed a lot in these years then?
I know it is.
Was there any furniture that you've, you told me that your father picked up furniture that they gave him, so I'm sorry, I was going to ask you something, I was going to ask you again. And Ms. Mickler, what about your furniture? Did you all buy your own furniture, or was most of that made?
No, it was bought.
Mm-hmm.
It was these well-to-do wooden beds, you know what I'm talking
right.
about.
Uh-huh.
What they call antiques now.
Yeah. Now that they're a little older, they're called antiques.
That's right.
Okay, I'm going to stop taking Miss Mickler, I was glancing over the family tree here, and a question came up. Your maternal grandfather's name is Jeff Galeyard.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's a family, a white family that has that name. Was he related to them?
I don't know.
You don't know?
No.
Because it's quite a prominent family
mm-hmm.
in Seneca,
mm-hmm.
the Galeyards, and I didn't know if there was a connection with that or not, but you don't really
know. You're talking about colored?
Yeah, the color with the white family that's named Galeyard.
Well, there are a bunch of Galeyards around, because there used to be a bunch of them down at the mill village.
Yeah, now is it Galeyard or Galeyard? It could be either, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll put or Galeyard. But that's a family I gathered that's been right prominent here in this area. It's well known. The name is well known.
Right.
Yeah, I didn't mean to confuse. Yeah, the name is well known. Okay, that's why I just wanted to clear that up. Ms. Mickler, when you were talking about your mother being the cook in the little cafe, how long did she do that? When did she stop? Do you remember? Were you you were about how old when this was happening? You were a little girl, right? When your father left?
I wasn't old enough to go to school.
You were younger than school age
mm-hmm.
then? Okay,
mm-hmm.
when he left.
And she worked there 5 or 6 years.
I see, so that was during...
That's right, she worked there 5 or 6
five
years.
5 or 6 years,
uh-huh.
and then probably about when you were in school she stopped, right? Or was it later?
No, they give up that cafe.
Oh, they gave the cafe
they
up.
They gave the cafe up.
Okay, the woman, the Joy Adams
yes,
that owned
yes,
it.
Yes,
okay.
They gave the cafe up.
Okay, then what did your mother do? Because she still had you all to support pretty much, didn't she? Or
that's when she cooked for Mountain Woods.
That's when she went
mm-hmm.
to cook for Mountain Woods.
Mm-hmm.
Now, did she cook for him in his home?
That's right.
And now, where did you all still stay in your little...
That's right.
In your
we
house?
We stayed that little two-room house.
But she went in to cook for his family.
That's
then.
Right.
And where did Mr. Mountain Woods live, his family?
Right out here where the feed store got that place out there.
Uh-huh.
Right out there.
Okay, right here in Seneca.
Mm-hmm. Right
here. Now, you said your father left and didn't come back, but he did come back and see you all once or twice,
that's
right?
That's right. That's right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And he originally left to go into service or to get a better job or something. Did you ever hear reasons about why?
No.
No? Why
no.
did he leave? I'm sorry,
no.
maybe I've gotten
no.
it mixed up.
No, I don't know why.
You don't know?
Mm-mm.
Did you never heard why he didn't return or anything or what happened
no.
to him? Yeah. But you all pretty much, your mother pretty much took care of you by cooking for both of these.
That's
things.
Right.
First for the cafe and then later for
that's right.
for this man.
That's
that,
right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, same thing with you, Mr. Mickler. When you were growing up, your mother did the farm and everything. Did you go to work at an early age then? How old were you when you had to go to work? You stayed and helped your mother on the farm, right?
You mean when I went to public work?
Yeah. Well, how old were you when you first went to work?
Oh, I was about 18 years old.
And what was the first job that you had?
Well, the first job that I had when I left home, go out public working, was in Florida. I went to Florida. You know, back then, they had big jobs open up in Florida, all kind of different ways. And they was hauling hay, hauling people, men from here to Florida, to these jobs.
Right.
Well, I went down there and I stayed down there about, I stayed down there better than a year. And I worked on some couple of jobs, cause I didn't just work on one. Cause the way they done, they'd haul carry you down there. And they'd see you, hire you to a boss man in Florida.
I see.
Well now, this boss man in Florida, they paid off every 2 weeks. Well, this boss man would take this man that done the hauling you, he'd take his payout for carrying you down there and save it till he come down there, and then he'd pay to give this man his money.
Oh, I see. So this man got paid for finding you.
Yes, ma'am.
To work.
Yes, ma'am. He'd sign you up down there. And your boss man, he'd take that money out and he'd save it till this man come back down there. Then he'd give this man his money. He'd be paid then for carrying you down there. Well, we went, of course, this man, he didn't get us no job. He carried us down there and he went to a couple of different jobs. And the man told him he was still out. And he told us the last job he carried us to. He said, well, boy, he said, y'all just unload your bags and things. He said, that man, Yon, said, I hired all of y'all to that man, Yon. Well, we didn't know. And when we got our bags off in the truck, he just jumped in the truck the way he went.
He took off and just left you there?
Took off and left us standing there. Well, the man, he kept looking, he come to us. He said, boy, I said, what did that man tell y'all? I said, he told us that he hired all of us to you. He cursed. He said, he didn't hire now one of you to me.
My goodness.
And he said, do y'all know where, did he tell y'all where he was going? I said, no, he ain't told us nothing. He said, well, he's gone back to Fairplay.
My gosh.
That was his home, down here at Fairplay. And there we stand there in Florida, way down there, I didn't know nobody.
And no job or anything?
No job. The man said, well, now listen, said, I'm going to hire every one of you. Said, I'm going to give you a job, said God. I know y'all, he didn't tell y'all nothing. Said he, I said, well, he said he hired us to you. I said, that's all we know. You know, so you didn't hire now one of you. Said, I'm going to give you a job. And said, when he come back down here, come to y'all, for pay for bringing you down, you know, send them to me.
I see. So you hadn't paid that man yet that brought you down?
No, ma'am. See,
good.
We didn't pay him till we, see, they paid off every 2 weeks. You
right.
had to work 2 weeks before you draw any pay.
Right. So when he came back down, what happened? Did he come back down?
He come back. He come back when the 2 weeks was up. He come back.
I see.
And he come to us.
Uh-huh.
Well, see, this man that hired us, he told us, said, now, when this man come back down here, if he come to y'all, we'll pay for bringing it down here, send him to me.
Right. Now, what happened? What did he do?
Well, when you come back, he come to us. He didn't go to our boss man.
Right.
He come to us. Well, the boss man happened to be standing out. He seen him. So he come to me first. He said, hey, you got my money? Said, what money? He said, bring it down to you. No, I said, your boss man, you understand the boss man. Boss man standing there watching. I said, he told us that he was going to take the money out of our paycheck and save it for you and for us to come to send you to him. And I said, you understand? he motioned for him to come to him.
Uh-huh.
So he went on to him. And he asked him, said, what you doing down here? I said, you looking for your money? And she said, yeah. I said, I was looking for my money. He said, well, said, you don't dare to get nothing.
Hmm?
He said, why? I brought these men down. He said, you didn't get down one of them no job. He said, how was they going to pay you and they didn't have no job?
Good.
But he was still down. The man had said whatever he wanted to say to him. And he said, nah, I ain't going to let now one of these men pay you. I'm going to learn you, Lord, how when you bring men down here, you get them a job, you get your pay. Well, he stood around there, and the man told him, said, well, get off of my job.
Get him off the property, you mean?
And said, don't be caught back on it no more.
And was he a black man, this man?
He's a white man.
Oh, the man that brought you down was white?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, I see. And the man that was hiring you was white, too, but he...
That's right.
But he told that other one off, because he didn't really...
He told him off, too, and he didn't give him nothing, neither.
Good.
he said, by the next load of men you bring down here, you will get them a job if you're looking for your pay.
But you don't just dump them, huh?
That was a pretty bad thing for him to just carry us down there. You know, and we didn't know nobody.